Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Let's dive in. Hello, my friend. I hope you're having a fabulous day. I'm feeling extra excited today because I just came back from vacation. You're like, Heather, but I was listening to you like every week. I'm like, yes, I know. It's the magic of technology. I am Heather, and I am your transformation guide, transformation facilitator. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and today, and I didn't even plan this, we're talking about you have nothing to prove. And I'm going to get you to stay with me because it was an epic journey. And I want to start by saying, the pressure that we have on ourselves to prove something to someone feels like an epidemic, doesn't it? I mean, it feels like we are constantly have this voice. And I just had a conversation with a colleague yesterday who I respect and admire and has taught me so many things. And she has that same pressure, that feeling of pressure that she's not doing things right. She's not doing enough. She's not doing enough. I'm like, wow. So I was watching it thinking, wow, I do that to myself too sometimes. So here is your permission slip to stop performing because you think that's how you're going to be worthy, because you are already worthy for being here, being alive, breathing. You are already worthy and you have nothing to prove. But I know where it comes from. It comes from so many places. And it's sneaky sometimes. It is sneaky sometimes. So I was in, so for the past 3 weeks, really, I was in England. And I can remember when I was in my 30s, the father of one of my friends accused me of being an overachiever. And I thought, what are you talking about? I'm just doing the things that I'm supposed to do. But on reflection, he was right. he was a wise man. And I see it coming out in myself every now and then. And I'll say to people, well, I'm not doing it to prove anything. I just want to go see if I can do it. To some degree, this is true. But also, that's almost like making an excuse for pushing through things when sometimes we would be better off to stop. So I was in England for 3 weeks, and if you listened to, I think it was last year, so it was pre-Illuminate Your Worth, it was when I was on the Back to Me podcast. Last year, I walked 96 miles in Scotland, the West Highland Way, and I walked it with a friend of mine, and it was beautiful and awesome, and I loved it, and it had challenges. But for some reason, this particular trip, and it was only, 10 more miles, really, it wasn't that much further. This trip felt more challenging. And I've been contemplating what this is. And I had chosen to do it alone. So my friend would have come with me again. But when I decided to go to England this year, and it's the Cotswold Way, if you want to look it up. It's a beautiful, you walk from village to village and you see sheep and cows and, bunnies and pheasants. And I saw, they're called red kites, they're hawks and buzzards, which buzzards are actually beautiful birds, by the way. I had no idea. I thought they looked like vultures, but they actually just look like a hawk. And I just walked through woods and farmers' fields and these little villages. And I had decided when I was walking in Scotland, I saw some people walking alone. I thought, oh, that's interesting. I think that would be an interesting thing to try. And I'm always this curious person who just wants to go and try things. And as my husband will point out to me, I don't always think all the way through to what it's actually going to look like when I'm doing it. So I'm walking the Cotswold Way. And I was probably on about day three. And I got to the end of day three, and there were a couple of long days. And I had this, oh my God, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can make it. My feet are hurting me. My toenails are already bruised. I'm going to lose three toenails from this epic adventure. And I was sitting in my B&B with this kind of inner conflict going on. But what would people say? There's that, what would people say if I didn't do it and I just stopped voice in my head. And there's a, of course you can do it because you're a badass voice in my head. And then there was the Heather, what are you trying to prove voice in my head. And all of these voices are, mixing around. And I was just sitting and letting all these thoughts flow through. And the approach that I took was, because, people are like, oh, walking is healthy. Walking is hard. Walking can be really hard when we're used to walking on pavement, flat surfaces, all these uneven surfaces, and in the Cotswolds. In Scotland, they're nice, gentle rolling hills. Yes, there's lots of uphill and long downhill, but they're gentle. In the Cotswolds, it's up, down. I was walking up and down ski hills. And you don't do the back and forth. You just go straight up the Black Diamond and then straight down the Black Diamond. One of the B&B owners said, it's not the hills, it's that all the villages are in valleys. I was like, what? Then he laughed. So as I was sitting there struggling with what I was going to do the next day, because it was going to be another long day, I just paused and was contemplating what this pressure was I was feeling to prove something. What was making me feel like I had, where did that come from? Where did it come from, this need to do exactly this thing, right? And I mean, it can be overdoing something. So this pressure to prove yourself, it's like overdoing. I mean, these big long walks, and I did the when I was recovering from my stroke in 2020, I had the stroke in 2021. In 2022, I did this epic kayak race of 100, 120 kilometers. I think it was 120 kilometers. These numbers, so they all had to be big for some reason. And it can start it when you're a child and you're trying to, get attention. Think about the things we, when we're kids, we want to ensure our safety and security and that they'll still feed us and look after us. So getting the attention of caregivers is one way we try to prove ourselves. And sometimes we learn that, oh, if I do something big and impressive, then people pay attention, right? Or corporate world. Can you, like, I was in the corporate world for a long time, my friend. It is a place where you are always under pressure to perform, perform. We need to grow this stock price. We need to push our sales. We need, it's like Tim the Tool Man, more power, right? And we do have this interesting culture where we recognize achievements, and the bigger your achievement, the more attention that you get. Well, right? Think about the social, even like Instagram, social media influencers, Instagram influencers, people who have done big things, get interviewed, get attention, get media, even if their big thing isn't something that you're all that impressed with, they seem to be splashed all over. And proving that you are worthy of something. So think about perfectionism. Recovering perfectionist. When you're trying to make something perfect, you're trying to say, look, I am this amazing person and this is perfect. But if you're overdoing it and you're trying to make things perfect and you're trying to always be 100% this nothing, you don't ever do anything wrong and everything is always perfect, That's just, giving yourself so much pressure. This pressure of performing. I heard this quote, proving is just perfectionism in prettier clothes. So trying to prove yourself is just hiding your perfectionism in prettier clothes. I don't know if that's prettier or not, because they're both kind of hard to deal with. But this feeling that I had as I sat there that night of physically, I was really tired and my feet were killing me. And I was, I had physio tape. Thank goodness I have a background in healthcare and I could like tape my feet up and get figured all out. But I was sitting there thinking, well, what would happen if I didn't walk tomorrow? And you can play it out, and you can play out the worst case scenario. You can play out the best case scenario. You can play out the most likely scenario. And I said, okay, so no one's going to die if I don't walk tomorrow. Okay, that's good. Check. And people probably won't really care whether I walk tomorrow or not. The people, the they out there in the world that you worry about judging you. Oh my God, they're going to judge me. They're not even paying attention. And if they are, who cares? You are here to live your life, not their life, right? So I was having this whole com I was coaching myself. This is what I was doing. I was coaching myself. I was like, Heather, come on, let's be serious. Like, what would actually happen? And my husband, my fabulous husband, who was actually in Poland, he was visiting Auschwitz at the time because he's not a long distance walker. And we were messaging back and forth. He goes, well, just take a taxi. Because the villages in the grand scheme weren't that far apart. I said, just or take a bus. Like, who cares? I was like, he's so good at just perspective, just putting it out there. Like, who cares? I thought, he's right. So the next day, I looked at my route. I looked at how long, I think it was going to be 20 kilometers. I can't convert that to miles off the top of my head. Sorry, it's probably like 10 or something kilometers, maybe it's 8, 9, 10, I can't remember. But I decided that I didn't have to prove anything. I decided that when I woke up in the morning, I was 12 miles. Thanks, Danielle, my angel in the background, 12 miles. I needed to walk 12 miles the next day if you're a miles person. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. You can go to my Instagram if you want. Heather Stewart Coaching Instagram, because I every day was posting a reel of my walk that day. You can see me walking through the woods and sheeps and cows. But I decided to give myself permission to be intentional and make a decision for my best good in the moment. So when I'm tired and exhausted and in pain the night before, it wasn't the best time to make that kind of decision, right? Because I would have pulled the plug entirely. I said, okay, go to sleep, get a good night's sleep, take an aspirin. I call it vitamin I, vitamin ibuprofen, and take your vitamins and do your meditation because I have my daily meditation. And then in the morning, you can decide what you want to do. And that's your decision in the moment, right? That's your decision in the moment. Not catastrophizing, not all the what ifing. It's like, what is going on right this moment? And what do I feel like is right for me in that moment, right? So that is what I did. I went to bed, had a good night's sleep, got up in the morning and did my meditation. And then I will tell you what happened after the break because I don't want you, I want you to stay. This is like, remember that show Cliffhanger that used to be on? I think it was like the 70s because I wasn't very old. I loved that show Cliffhanger. It's like every episode ended with a, oh my God, what's going to happen? I got to watch next week. They totally did it on purpose. I mean, come on. So I will tell you after the break what happened when I took that approach of stopping to prove what I needed to prove and instead stepping into what is the right thing for me right now. And stay tuned. And by the way, if you're hanging out live, come over to the chat room and let's have a chat. You can come in and have a chat with me and Danielle. My friends, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on Inspired Choices, and we'll be back in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
The path is your path to your thriving life. I was having this conversation yesterday with a client. By the way, I have a new thing for my friend out here, you listening. something that I used to teach as a workshop. I had this inspiration while I was, don't worry, I'll tell you the story. I had this inspiration while I was walking. So I basically spent 2 weeks by myself walking alone. You know, you say hello to people as you go by them, but I was alone inside my head. And something that I used to teach as a workshop, I said, that would be so powerful for someone one-on-one. So that's what I'm doing. I call it the, what did I call it? The aligned... Oh my God, I just named it too. it's aligned activation, aligned activation audit. And what it is you and me one-on-one, this is free by the way, you and me one-on-one, I'm going to take you through a series of questions to help you dig in and clarify what it is that's getting you stuck. Because it's different for everyone. And that was the conversation I was having yesterday. This person thought she was stuck in one spot when really it was somewhere else. And the other spot was the symptom. So it's like these questions are to dig in, to uncover some things, to help you see the things that you're having trouble seeing. So my offer to you, my friend, if you're interested in just a free one-on-one with me for it's an hour, that's a big deal. Just email me info@heatherstewart.coach because then I can send you the information. So I'm walking the Cotswolds by myself and I'm tired and I'm sore. And I have those voices in my head telling me that, and these are old, old voices. I mean, they've been around a long time. Your performance voice, you push through voice. I mean, I'm come from a British background, the keep calm and carry on voice. It's like, oh, we just stiff upper lip, just keep going, push through, push through, push through. And I've been trying to unpack that for probably 20 years now, trying to maybe longer, unpacking all of that. And my decision to make that, my intention to make my decision in the moment instead of the catastrophizing, instead of making a decision for something that I wasn't sure how I was going to be the next day, right? So next day I got up from my lovely B&B and I ate a lot of full English breakfast. So let me tell you, those will keep you going for hours. Every B&B had a full English. I was like, yeah, full English, let's go. But I had my meditation and I was sitting before I went down for breakfast and I was like, okay, how do I feel? Checking in. I feel pretty good. Am I sore right now? My toes are a little sore, but I'm okay. I had my compression socks. Like, should I wear my compression? I was asking my, intuition, compression socks today. What boots do I wear today? What should I wear today? And I said, okay, this is what I'll do. I'm going to start walking. Yeah, I love the full English breakfast, Danielle. It's so good. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start walking because I feel like I still want. I mean, part of it was I wanted to see the countryside. I wanted to see the area. I wanted to talk. I talked to the cows and the sheep and the horses. Yes, I did. because that's what I do. I talked to the animals, saw the bunnies, talked to the bunnies, and I decided, okay, I'm going to walk. But the stipulation was walk. I decided I was going to walk until I felt like I shouldn't walk anymore. And that requires you to pay attention, right? That requires you to have an awareness of not just a habitual reaction. Like I could have just shut everything off and pushed through and said, I'm going to keep walking. I don't care. I'm just going to drip. And I did when I ran my first marathon way, way back. I joke with people like when I crossed the finish line, I looked like Terry Fox, if anybody knows who Terry Fox is. So Terry Fox, he ran across the country to raise money for cancer because he'd lost a leg. So he had this kind of loping gait because he had an artificial leg. So when I was finished my first marathon, I couldn't run. A walker could have passed me, but I dragged myself across the finish line because you have to finish the race. You can't just stop. I'm very different now. If I was in that state now, I would say, no, I'm not running across the finish line. Are you kidding me? But I decided to walk that day. And I walked and walked, and I got to about 10 kilometers and I sat on a bench. I also made a new rule. Every time I saw a bench with a good view, I was going to sit on it. And just look at the view and actually enjoy where I was. So I decided to slow down a lot to about half of my regular speed. I decided I would only walk until I felt like I should stop walking for my best good and that I was going to rest along the way. And it's so interesting when I made that switch because it shifted my whole trip. And it made me, and this wasn't judging anybody else, but it made me realize as I saw people walking, they were walking like with a purpose. I need to get to that place. I'm going from here to there. I need to go there. And I realized that I had started out that way. I need to go from here to there. Let's go. There's my goal. I'm going. Instead of this, I'm going to prove that I can get there. Instead of just saying, well, you know what? I actually came here because I wanted to see the place. So let's actually slow down so I can look around. Let's pause. Because the first day I have this little competitive streak in me. And I don't try to compete with other people. I try to compete with myself. That's what I say to myself. But I wanted to see the first day how many people I could pass. I'm like, oh, I could pass that person. I can pass that person. Then from then on, I'm like, how many people can pass me? That was my goal. How many people can I let pass me? So I slowed way down and I took some breaths and I looked around a lot and I rested. I would sit on a bench with my feet just dangling, looking at the scenery. And when I got to the first 10K, which is half of whatever, which was about 6 miles, sitting on a bench and I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, Heather, how do you feel? It's like, I feel good. Feel pretty good. My feet, they're okay. I've watched they're I've walked 6 miles feet. I said, can you go on, Heather? Yes. Yeah, I think I'd like to keep going. And that's how I traded every day. So I actually did finish that day, and I wasn't tired and exhausted and burnt out and doubting if I could ever go on. But I didn't assume that I was going to keep walking the rest of it. Every day I did the same thing. How are you feeling? I feel okay. Okay, should we keep walking? Yeah, I think I'd like to keep walking. So this shift for me allowed, it gave me that permission to be okay regardless of what the decision I made was. And I would look ahead on the trail, so I knew where exit points were, because sometimes you're not near anything. But because I was walking village to village, there's a lot. I mean, roads aren't that far away. England is quite small compared to Canada. I mean, I think it can fit five Englands inside of Ontario, the province I live in. So, but it's beautiful. And they don't have, like here, if you're walking a distance, you can go miles without seeing civilization. There, you're pretty close to everything. So I could, if I chose to, walk out to a road because there's footpaths everywhere and, hitch a ride or call a cab or an Uber. They have Uber there. And I thought, okay, so I would know where there were exit points if I needed an exit point. But by taking this shift, and instead of trying to prove that I could get somewhere and prove that I could walk, prove that, like, who am I trying to prove I'm a badass to? I don't know, myself. Am I trying to prove that I'm worthy of love by doing all of this? That's an interesting question to ask yourself. Like, if you took away the need to prove yourself, who would you be? That's interesting, isn't it? Instead of fighting for something that you think will cause other people to appreciate you. The people pleasing is also one of the ways to that this proving shows up. Like, you have to prove yourself. So every time you're doing something that's looking for approval instead of alignment with what is good for you. So if I had kept walking in my mind, I was getting the approval of the people who know me. Right. I was getting the approval of, oh, look, there's Heather. Yep, she walked it. Good for her. Yep, we approve. Stamp. People hold up your scorecard. 10, 10, 10. But what does that get you in life? I don't know. I don't have a wall of medals for everything that I've proven to anybody. And what would that get me anyway? But people pleasing is so subtle. So subtle. And when you can shift out of that and say, who am I trying to prove this to? Am I trying to prove it? Am I trying to prove myself to somebody out there so they can tell me that I'm worthy? Am I trying to prove to myself by using other people's approval? Every time you put your evaluation of worth to someone else, that kind of shrinks who you are, right? I mean, it doesn't really, because you can't shrink, but it shrinks your feeling of who you are. If you are spending all of your time trying to get the approval of someone else, that's almost in effect denying the fact that you are the person who gets to decide if you're worthy, and you are already worthy, and accepting that you are worthy. You don't have to prove your value. But I know that we've come through the world understanding that we need to somehow prove ourselves through our work success. I have this big fancy job. I make a lot of money through our fame and fortune. Everybody wants to be famous until they are, and then they don't really want to be famous anymore. I am a super, I'm amazing at this. Athlete, picture taking, painting. Now, that need, if that need is coming from, I have multiple thoughts going on in my head. That's what the pausing is. Because I am a painter, it's like I paint for me, not to prove or gain the approval of others. But if everything that you create or do in your life, you are creating or doing because you're trying to find something outside of you, then you're not really creating it for you. And even my coaching. So my coaching, I do my coaching because that is an alignment for me. And I feel like I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm trying to help other people recognize that they don't have to prove anything. I'm trying to help other people recognize that they have value, they have worth, and if they're struggling, perhaps the thing that they're trying to prove to the world that they are really good at isn't really the thing that they are aligned with to be doing. Maybe it is, and they need to prove to themselves that they're good enough. Think about imposter syndrome. Think about all the famous people you know. Most of them have imposter syndrome. The I can't believe that they take me seriously. The I'm not really good enough, but everybody thinks I'm amazing kind of voice in your head, right? So don't worry, we got this. Don't worry, we got this. Then once you see it and you can see it, how it shows up in your life, then you can start changing and having that same shift that I did, where you give yourself a different way to approach it. So we're going to go on to a break. Stay tuned while we're on break. Hey, if you want, pop over and give us some likes and subscribes. And hey, how about a little 5-star review over there on your favorite listening platform? I would appreciate that. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be back in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Proving that you are worthy. Imagine if we weren't all trying to prove that we are worthy of something. Imagine if we all actually knew that we were already worthy and how that would shift the actions that you take in your life. How that would shift how you approach things, right? And it just came into my head while we were on the break that, you know, I talk a lot about self-care. And it's funny that we have this idea that we have to earn our self-care. You know, you can't go and relax unless you've proven that you've worked hard enough to go and relax. What the heck? Right? You know, it's kind of radical. It's kind of radical to trust that you are allowed to rest when you're tired. You're allowed to rest because you want to rest. You know, self-care isn't the spa day. Rest isn't weak. And was it? I can't remember when I was talking about it. I'm very anti-hustle. It could have been on last week's show. I'm done with the hustle because the hustle culture is the proven culture. The hustle culture is the do it until you drop, work till your eyeballs bleed. What? Who does that serve? It doesn't serve you. And if you're not, and if you, I mean, you can say, you can argue that it serves the people that you're serving, but if you are working until your eyeballs bleed and you are hustling, then it can help outside of you to a point until you suddenly, your ability to manage things depletes and you are depleted, then you can't actually do the things you want to do for everybody else. And I know we understand this logically, but we don't really live it on a regular basis. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what are you trying to prove, right? Who are you trying to prove it to? Sometimes it's this voice in your head that you picked up somewhere as you're growing up that you're trying to prove something to. I know for many, many years, I was trying to prove something. And I won't name names of who I was trying to prove it to, but I was working my butt off trying to prove something, to prove my worthiness. And one day I went, oh, I don't need to do that for that person. That person already loves me the way I am. So am I trying to get this person to love me more? What does that mean? You know, so trusting that you're already loved, even if you can't name the person who loves you, somebody in the world loves you, and it could be just the universe, and that's enough, right? That's who you spend all your time with. Walking 2 weeks alone, I'll tell you, you spend a lot of time with yourself. You should love yourself the most, right? And if you stopped trying to prove something to whatever is the voices, the person, the people, the in quotation marks people, the them, what would it feel like? And you don't need to do more to be worthy. You just need to be feel safe doing less, right? You don't need to do more work, more proving yourself, more. Because if you're someone like me who is the overachiever, how much can you do? And you've done so much already. If you don't feel worthy yet, how will doing more make you feel more worthy? Right? Instead, if you can feel safe doing less and add in some self-care and add in some rest, slow down to half speed. That was actually a game changer for me, slowing down to half speed, slowing down to appreciate where I was instead of rushing to the next space or the next thing, slowing down so I could sit and look at where I was, slowing down and resting, letting my feet dangle. If I'd, one of my favorite things is a swing set, by the way. When I was in corporate life, if I was having a really bad day, in the middle of the day, I would go to a playground and swing on the swing set. Don't tell anybody. No, I'm kidding. None of my corporate people knew that I used to go and swing on swing sets when I was stressed out. But it just, maybe it was self-soothing, right? Swinging on the swing set. So what would your day look like if you were doing something that felt aligned for you instead of you performing for some reason? Would you pull all-nighters to get something done? I never pulled an all-nighter in my life. More because I can't function if I don't sleep. Thankfully, I recognized that early in my life that an all-nighter wouldn't serve me. But it sounds almost like heroic, doesn't it? It's like, remember that show 24 where it takes place in 24 hours and nobody on TV seems to sleep. They just go and go and go and they save the day because they don't have to sleep. Well, that's bull. That's not real. People need to sleep. It's a thing. And by that pushing through, pushing through, pushing through, it's like you are deep, you are pushing your energy out, but not taking any back in. It's like a one-way street. You know, you're pushing it out. Where is the input? Where is the input? And if you let yourself feel safe as you are, this is going to take some work if you're not already there. Even if you are there, because I some days I feel like I'm there, and then I feel like, oh shoot, I'm not there. Like the, of course, you're going to walk conversation, but feeling safe inside yourself and stopping the need to have the world validate you, right? So, because you're not here to convince anyone that you're worthy. That's not why you came down. That's not why you decided to incorporate in this life into this 3D place. That's not why you came down to do something. I believe that. I believe you came down to do something. But it wasn't here to convince people that you were worthy of being here. That's not why you came down. You came down here to connect with other people, other beings, other things, and that interconnection somehow has become this weird space where you feel like they're only connecting to me because they see whatever the mask is that you wear, whatever the performance is that you wear, whatever your outfit is. But if you think on an energetic level, they're connecting with you because the energy is aligned. If you can both be cognizant of that, right? And if they're connecting with you because of the energy is aligned in whatever way they're connecting, then you have nothing to prove. And it's okay to be you. You don't need to feel safe, right? You are safe. So what are you going to do with this information? That's what I'm always curious about. If you let opportunities that excite you come to you, if you let that excitement translate into doing something that feels good for you without proving that you have to do something. So imagine when I left my corporate career, because I was performing the way I was supposed to perform. I was a corporate executive. I had the salary. I had the company car. I had all the things you're supposed to have. And I quit. Whoa, crazy pants. But there were people in my circle at that time who were so tied into that idea of what life was supposed to be, how you were supposed to perform and perform and perform until you retire and die. That when I did that, it shook their world a little bit and they did not approve. So imagine if I had recognized that I was upsetting a lot of people, that I was disrupting their worlds, that I was doing something different than the herd, that I was breaking from what was the supposed to be's, and I stayed in corporate. I probably would be dead, actually, because part of the reason that I survived my stroke fairly unaffected, relatively unaffected. There are some effects, but only I noticed them. Relatively unaffected was because I was so healthy, because I had done so much work on myself, because my mind had, I believe also because my mind had shifted, because I had faith and trust in myself and in the universe. If I had stayed in corporate, I may not have survived that incident, right? Because I know I wouldn't have been as physically healthy. Working 12 hours a day at a desk, you do not have all the time in the world to take care of yourself. So, but if I had not realized that it was safe for me to make a different decision and stop performing to the expectations of others, then I would not be where I am today. And I would not be sharing my crazy life with you and my thoughts that come to me. I will tell you when I was walking. I'll tell you after. Okay. I'll tell you after. We're going to go for another break. Danielle always pops my little reminders in. So we're going to go for another quick break. Don't worry. If you didn't get a chance yet, pop over and give us our 5-star review. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's continue our path. I don't think the path ever ends, by the way. So there's been times where I'm thought, wow, I'm here. No, no, you're not, Heather. That's just the next step. There's nothing. It's like, what's behind door number three? I'm going to think back. One of the very first books I bought, I didn't do yoga. I didn't do meditation or anything at the time. I couldn't even tell you why I bought that book. But it was called Peace is Every Step by Thich Nhat Hanh. And that was way, like, I might have still been in my 20s when I bought that book. And I wonder if that's like that first little inkling. When you look back, perspective is everything, like, right? So when you look back, you're like, how did I get here? How did I find the power, the trust inside of me to know that I'm not here to convince people how good I am? How does one find that your power isn't in proving yourself to someone, but it's in being present with people? Because being present with someone is so powerful. That's so powerful. And I can guarantee you that whatever you do, I mean, whatever you do, there's probably other humans involved in what you do, right? There's probably something somewhere where there's no other humans involved in what you do on a day-to-day basis, something somewhere. But whatever you do, being present with another person is the most memorable thing that you can do for that person. And they won't remember you climbing a mountain or crossing an ocean potentially, but they will remember how you made them feel. And being present with someone is how you help that person see their own worth, right? I mean, that's what I do. That's what those one-on-ones are for. The aligned activation audit. I'm serious. Email me info@heatherstewart.coach. I will spend an hour with you and I will be fully present for you to unpack whatever it is you want to unpack. And when we're doing this, that presence for yourself as well, be present for other people, but also be present for yourself. So each morning after my meditation, I was present with myself and said, do I want to continue this, or is there something else aligned for me right now? And that, I'm going to give you that permission slip if you need it. Here, there's your permission slip. Be present with yourself. Get to know what makes you feel good. Ask yourself this question. You can write it down. It's a writer downer. I had when I was in the Speakers Federation, my coach would always say, this is a writer downer. Where are you still trying to prove something? Where in your life? Could be anywhere, right? And what would it feel like if you stopped trying to prove that? For a lot of people, it's a big exhale. your shoulders drop. You just go, oh, that would feel so great to stop trying to prove this. I mean, when I was an accountant, I know that the pressure was me on myself because I didn't feel, I mean, I was good at it, but I didn't feel like I was good enough at it. And I felt like someone was going to discover that I wasn't as good as they all thought I was, even though they kept promoting me. I was like, but I'm not really this good. But that was me trying to prove again, proving I'm worthy of this accolades that you're putting on me, instead of just saying, oh, yeah, I actually am this good. Without conceit, without self-centeredness, just with acknowledgement, being present with yourself that you are actually that good. So think about this. What would it look like to show up today without needing to prove anything? What would that look like? Would it look like you being able to breathe? Would it look like you being able to drop your shoulders? Would it feel like happiness, right? Where could you choose peace over performance? Where could you choose peace? So, and I'm not saying that there aren't things in your life that are going to feel challenging. You know, challenge helps us grow, but you want aligned challenge. You want challenge that feels like it's in the right direction for you. So when I started teaching yoga, I thought, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I'm an accountant. And what am I doing? Who am I to teach yoga? As I said to my yoga teacher who told me that my yoga teacher was the one who actually pushed me into being a yoga teacher. She said, Heather, you're not an accountant. You're a yoga teacher. And she could see that in me. So that to say, you know, choosing peace over performance doesn't mean taking the easy way out. It means doing the thing that is aligned with you, doing the thing that carries you forward instead of performing a circus act in for somebody else that's not actually you. And then what would you want to do, like focus on or create if you didn't need anyone's approval? What would that be? I mean, if I had needed people's approval, I wouldn't have gone and opened a yoga studio and become a yoga teacher. If I had needed people's approval, I wouldn't have become a massage therapist. If I had needed people's approval, I wouldn't have become a coach. Probably. I mean, because it's so aligned for me, I probably would have found my way there somehow. But what feels right for you? And then if you want, at the end of the day, just check in with yourself. Was there something that you did today where you think you were probably trying to prove yourself? Or did you feel the urge to prove yourself? And how did you respond to it? You know, it's nice to kind of get that reflection, that back and forth reflection going on of being present with yourself so you can recognize when you are in alignment with what's right for you and when you're not. It's not a one and done, takes practice, and you're not always going to get it right. And that's okay, my friend. That's totally okay. Nobody ever gets it right all the time, including me. I won't bore you with all the details of all the mistakes I've ever made in my life, but nobody gets it right all the time. But they're not really mistakes. They're just information for me. Oh, that wasn't the right thing right there. Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. Let's go try the next thing. So you are awesome already. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. Send me an email. I would love to have a conversation with you. info@heatherstewart.coach. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We are going to be back next week, we being me and Danielle, hanging with you next week. And share this with a friend, because the more people that we can tell, the more people we can help, the more people can breathe. See you next
Thank week. You for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.